Pravaratvam
Srimad Rupam
Na
Pravaratvam
Sevanurupam Udayona Paravaratvam
Sevanurupam Udayona Paravaratvam
Naisa Paravaramatir Bhavato Nanusyat
Naisa Paravaramatir Bhavato Nanusyat
Jantar Yathatma Surido Jagatas Tathapi
Jantar Yathatma Surido Jagatas Tathapi
Sansevaya surataro rivate prasada
Sansevaya surataro rivate prasada
Seva nurupa mudayo na paravaratvam
Seva nurupa mudayo na paravaratvam
Naisa paravaramati bhavato
nanusya Naisa paravaramati
Translation. Like the ordinary living entity, my Lord, you have no such discrimination, thinking like he is my friend, he is my enemy, he is favorable, he is unfavorable. Such conception of low grade and high grade you have not got. But according to one's gradation of service, you offer them benediction, exactly like the desire tree offers fruits according to the desire of the person. The desire tree has no distinction of low grade and high grade, position of the beggar.
Naisa parabaramati bhavato nanusya jantur yatha atma suhido jagatas tathapi sangasi vaya surataraiva te prasada Siman Rupa Mudayo Na Paravaratyam. It's a very important verse. Discrimination. Sometimes the atheist class demons, they say, why God has made somebody so opulent and why somebody so poor? This is the general question. Perhaps you have met. So that is being solved. Paravartam. Para means better and apara means inferior. Superior and inferior. There are two things, superior and inferior, everywhere. But in the eyes of God, Krishna, there is no such thing, superior and inferior. He is superior and everything is superior. This should be understood. There is no such discrimination that here is a devotee, so he is superior, and here is a non-devotee, he is inferior. That is not God's discrimination. That is your discrimination. If you like to remain as inferior, you can remain. God has given you independence. And if you like to become superior, you can become superior. It is not God's discrimination. It is your discrimination. Mind this verse very carefully. Krishna says that you fully become dependent upon me and I shall give you full protection. This is superiority. As soon as I fully surrender to the Supreme Superior, Krishna, then my position is immediately superior. But if I don't do that, then I remain inferior. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Ji Jathamang Prabhadanti Tang Tathaiva Bhajami Hum. It is up to you. So, if you surrender 10%, then I am also fully 10% for you. But if you have got discrimination, certain percentage for my wife, certain percentage for my children, certain percentage for my country, certain percentage, so on, ultimately zero for God. Then God is also zero. It is up to you. But if you take God, you are my everything, then He is also for you everything. It is up to you. Parabharata. He does not discriminate. You discriminate. There are many persons, they come to Vrindavan, and whatever they have earned throughout the whole life, so they give everything to the wife and children and make contract that I am going to Vrindavan, you send me at least 200 rupees for my expenses. And what about 2 lakhs and crores? That is yours. The 2 lakhs and crores what I have earned, that is for you, my dear children, my dear wife. And you give me 200 for God. So I am going to Vrindavan. So Krishna is very intelligent. All right, I am also for you, 200. I am also for you. Jeyathamang. This is the meaning. Real meaning. Jeyathamang for that. Krishna is for you. It is called, what is the exact word? Responsive cooperation. If you have surrendered to me 100%, then I respond 100%. If you have surrendered 25%, then I respond 25%. This is good. So Prahlada Maharaj knows it. That Naishang Parabara Muti Bhavato. You have no such thing as discriminating. One may say that I am foolish. I may not surrender to Krishna 100%, but why he is not kind 100%? That is Krishna's discrimination. Why he should? He can become 100%, but he does not do so. That means Krishna is sentient, he is not impersonal. Don't think that whatever you are doing, Krishna cannot see. In the deity realm, if you think that this deity is made of brass, whatever nonsense I can do, he does not see. No, he can see everything. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti. He sees. You rascal, you do not know how Krishna sees. You think that he has this brass-made eyes. He cannot see. I can do all nonsense. No. That is not. He can see everything. Pashyanti panti. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. He can see with his lotus feet. He can see with his hand. We can see simply with our eyes. But Krishna can see with all the angani jasya, sakalendriya vittimanti. You have seen Krishna is playing the flute. The fingers are open. The fingers are seeing what you are doing. We do not know the fingers can also see, but this is absolute. Krishna can use his any energy, any power, any part of the body for anything else. This is Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. So Krishna can see within our mind how much we are surrendered and how much we are after material enjoyment. But the best thing is, we have to make zero. Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. Unless we make everything zero, simply Krishna fact, Krishna is only fact and everything is zero. Without Krishna, everything is zero. It's like one is one and zero is zero. But when zero is added with one, it becomes ten immediately, 10 times. Similarly, this material world is zero and Krishna is one. If you want to enjoy the material world by your own effort, it will always prove zero. You will never be satisfied. But you add this zero by the side of Krishna, you enjoy like anything, 10 times. 10 times. With zero, it is zero. But when it is added with Krishna, it is 10 times. Just see, practically, our Krishna consciousness movement was started with 40 rupees. Now, that 40 rupees or something added with Krishna, it has become 40 crores. You see, practically. When I started for your country, I came to Mayapur, I offered my obeisances to my spiritual master, then I went. At that time, I had no money even to purchase the ticket. And after that, I have come with 40 crores. This is the secret. Jeyathamam prapadyante. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna is there. You have to learn how to take from Krishna. Of course, a devotee is never desirous to take anything from Krishna. He wants to give only. This is pure devotee. A pure devotee wants Krishna, whatever little I have got, you take it, everything. And Krishna says, yes, because you have given your everything, even after your life, I will also give you my everything to you. This is Krishna. So Krishna has no discrimination, but it is up to us to know how to take from Krishna. Just like the example is given here, that saṅsevaya surataro riva. Surataro riva. So the surataro means the desire tree. It is described in the Brahma Saṅgita, desire. Chintāmani prakara-sadamasu kalpa-vrikha. That is kalpa-vrikha. Kalpa-vrikha means you have no experience, we have no experience. Kalpa-vrikha there is in the higher priority system, and especially in the Vaikuntha world, there are trees are kalpa-vrikha, because everything is spiritual, nothing is dead. Here, you can take some fruits or flower from a particular tree, but there, if you like, you ask kachori and samosa from a tree, you get. Because we have no idea what is suratara, what is kalpa-vrikha, whatever you desire, you will get it. Surabhi, the cows are surabhi. Here, you have got limitation. You can milk morning and evening to a certain extent. But there the cows are surabhi. Surabhi means you can milk as many times as you like and as much milk you want you can take. But these things are there. But we have no information. We are struggling here. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasat. Because we are fools and rascals, we are trying to make some adjustment here. That is not possible. It is dukkhalayama sasatam. This is maya. We are trying to be happy in this material. It will never be possible. But these fools and rascals, they do not know. They are making big, big plans how to become happy, how to become in our country, in our home, in our society, in our family, and so on, so on, so on. This means we are simply becoming entangled. Atagriha cheta sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam ahagam moha. Illusion. It will never be possible. Therefore, the conclusion is we should fully surrender 100% to Krishna and then we become happy. The example is just like the desired tree, Kalpavriksha. It can fulfill any desire. We have got so many desires. Krishna can fulfill all the desires. Please surrender to Krishna. This is the point. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam puro. We go here and there for fulfilling our desire. But if we are fully surrendered to Krishna, all our desires will be fulfilled sitting at home. We haven't got to go here and there. Therefore it is said, Sutararibhate prasada. And how it is? Simanu rupa. This is the secret. If you are engaged 10% in service, Simanu anurupa, it is proportionate to your service. You cannot order Krishna, give me this. That is not possible. He is not your servant. Krishna cannot become anyone's servant. Krishna, give me this, give me that. Krishna is not your servant. He is not order supply. His order you should supply. Then you can take. You don't make Krishna your order supply. That is mistake. Therefore, nabilasita sunnam, pure devotion. First of all, you learn not to order Krishna. Krishna, give me this, give me that, give me that. Don't bother Krishna. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Annamilasita sunnam. You prepare to carry out every order of Krishna. Then it is spiritual life. Don't make Krishna your order supplier. You become order supplier of Krishna. Therefore it is said that Sivanu Rupa. If you learn how to give service to Krishna 100%, then you get everything. Everything. Without us, Krishna knows everything. What is required for you? Just like a father knows what is the necessity of the child. The child never begs, father, give me this, give me that. No. He is simply dependent on parents. And parents know. Similarly, if we become 100% dependent and serve him faithfully under his order, or he is representing his order, then the success is yours. Sivanu Rupa. Sivanu Rupa Udaya. Udaya, it becomes manifest. Just like the sun is rising in the sky. It is not by your order. It is riding by its own way. You cannot say that, my dear son, please immediately come to the media and make it known. No, I am not your servant. I shall rise according to my principle. So, similarly, if you cannot order even the sun, a creation of God, or anything, according to your order, then how you can order Krishna? This is foolishness. Don't order Krishna. Try to serve Krishna. Then you'll be successful. Sivanu Rupa Yodaya na paravartam. Krishna has no discrimination that you are inferior, therefore his favor is not bestowed upon you. This is foolishness. Don't become envious of somebody who is getting Krishna's favor. Krishna is favoring him because he has served. You serve, you will get favor. This is your. Krishna has no discrimination that one is getting more opulence more success, and other is rotting. That is not Krishna, it is your discrimination. You wanted some rotten things, you get it. You wanted some stone and wood, you take it. But if somebody wanted to serve, I have given him service. How are you, sir? This is parava, not paravaratva. It is foolishness that Krishna has favored him so much, I am not favored. If you become just eligible to be favored, then you will be favored. This is the process. Na parabharattam. He has no such discrimination. Sriman Mukhe, he jubhado sayame vasvarattada. So therefore the principle is Sivan Udupa, always remember this. As it is said here, Prahlad Maharaj. Prasada. Krishna is always ready to give you prasada, all favor. Why not? Without doing something, you are getting so much favor. Without Krishna's favor, you cannot live even for a moment. He is so kind. Even the cats and dogs, they are also getting Krishna's favor. Eko hi vidadhati bahunam ka nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. Eko bahunam jo vidadhati kama. Krishna is so kind that he is supplying stool to the hog because he wants to eat it. He wants me. He has desired, give me facility for eating stew. Give me a favor, facility to drink fresh blood. All right, you take the suitable body. You want fresh blood, you get the tiger's body, the nails and the claws and the teeth, as soon as touches you, immediately, all blood sucking. So he has got him, well, I take this facility. But what is the advantage of this facility? This facility is, you know, the tiger, they do not get food every day. He has got the facility to suck blood, but all the implements he has got. But there is no chance, because every animal knows in that part of the forest there is tiger, they do not go. So he starts. He'll find so many rich men. They have got enough money, but they cannot eat more. So this kind of facilities, it is our foolishness. That is not facility. That is punishment. Real facility is how to serve Krishna. That is real facility. So we should always ask, beg. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's that. Nadhanangana janangana sundaring kavitangama jagadhi satama. Mamo janmani janmani sare bhavada bhakti rahituki. This facility we should always ask. Krishna, I don't want any facility of this material world. I am not worth to serve you. Still, I am begging, give me this facility so that I can get the chance to serve you. That is life success. Thank you very much.